everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's time to bale hay, and there's no faster way to get it out of the field than with GoBob's patented Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Half the trips, half the fuel, half the time is required. Each Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Spear is precision built with heavy 3/8-inch wall square tubing and a powder-coated finish to last 4 years. With a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear, there's no slowing down when picking up bales or setting them out for feeding. No more damage to netting or twine sliding from one bale while trying to pick up another. For a limited time, every Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear comes with a famous GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder at no cost. That's a $700 bonus when you buy a Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. That means, for a limited time, you get a free GoBob Hay Conserver Feeder with your Big Hoss Dual Hydraulic Hay Spear. Better hurry. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today or go online to GoBobPipe.com. That's GoBobPipe.com.
And welcome back. Strong gains flooded into the cattle market late today, although the overall tone of the market changed very little. Light trade volumes still seen across the market, which allowed for traders to focus on the increased market movement and buyers to fill the vacuum during the last half hour of the session. Hog futures posted strong nearby gains following the spillover support in cattle trade, which limited widespread support. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were also lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 12 points lower. NASDAQ down 2 points. In live cattle, firm buyer interest moved back into the previously lightly traded live cattle complex, with futures holding an 80 cent to a dollar per hundredweight in nearby contracts. The focus on renewed support in futures trade comes as fundamental pressure still remains strong. A lack of movement across the complex early in the session, though, seemed to be the main spark that allowed buyers to quickly move back into the complex. Cash cattle markets, though, remained at a standstill, with bids and asking prices still unavailable. Feeder cattle futures, though, rallied sharply higher today. Nearby contracts continued to hold gains of $1.50 to $1.80 per hundredweight, with the focus on feeder cattle gains helping to spark additional support throughout the rest of the cattle complex. Grain futures, though, were mostly lower today after giving back some of Monday's rally on profit-taking ahead of Wednesday's monthly supply and demand report. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower, pulling back from new highs that took December near 13-month highs. Futures hit the 50% retracement of their move from the contract highs to lows before they retreated overnight. Soybeans, though, posted double-digit declines. November futures took out November 2016 highs yesterday, but couldn't hold early gains overnight. Finally, wheat prices were lower on profit-taking as traders wait for Wednesday's USDA report, which features the agency's first estimate of spring wheat yields based on surveys of farmers and their fields. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.